Hi, thank you for calling customer support. You're speaking with Diana. How may I help you?
Well, hi, Diana. I'm looking at my bank card, and there's a charge for this company twice on my bill, and I don't know what you do, and I didn't buy anything from you that I know of. It says Extreme Elite Fitness.
Okay, ma'am. May I have your zip code, please?
07826.
07826. What's your first and last name?
Linda Swanson.
You said that zip code was 07826?
That is correct.
I don't see a Linda Swanson. Did you make that account under another name or?
No, my name is Linda Swanson, and this money is taken out of my bank account and your phone number's on it. There's one for $91.89. There's one for $92.90. And I will be calling my bank because I don't know where you got my banking information from.
Okay, well, ma'am.
It doesn't give me an order number. It doesn't give me an order number or anything. It says debit purchase Extreme Elite Fitness. What does your company do? What do you sell?
Well, ma'am, we assist with over 100 different products. I will have to pull up an account. Can you spell out your first and last name for me, ma'am?
L-I-N-D-A. And the last name is Swanson, S-W-A-N-S-O-N.
Yeah. Oh, I see you now. Your zip code was well, can you verify your address for me, please? Because you have another zip code for that account.
Well, it's 29 Davis Road, Branchville, New Jersey, 07826.
The card that was charged?
4481.
Okay, hold on. 4481. And what's the first six of the card also?
I don't have the card in front of me. I don't remember it, but I'm not giving you my full card number. I'm very upset about this. I think someone's fraudulently used my card.
Well, if it is fraudulent, we would have to pull up the first six and the last four to see who did this without your authorization. Other than that, we cannot further assist you.
Well, can you tell me what they purchased?
I have to pull up the account, ma'am. You're going.
Without my name and the last four digits, I'm not sure why that's not enough. If my name is there and it's a different zip code.
Ma'am, no one pulled up as a Linda Swanson with that address you gave me. So the 4481, anybody can have the last four, 4481. That's why I need the 4-6, the first six also.
Oh, 4126.
That's the first six or the last four?
That's the first four. Yes, for the first four, 4126, and the last four are 4481.
I asked for the first six, ma'am, and the last four.
The first six, 412654, are the first six.
And you said that zip code was 07826?
That's correct.
Ma'am, do you know Jesse Rowe?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do. What did he buy? What the hell?
Well, can you verify his address for me, please?
It's not a fraudulent charge. I know who he is, but I just asked him about this. Can you tell me what he bought?
Yes, if you verify his address for me, that's a security question to give you any of his information.
His address is also 29 Davis Road, Branchville, New Jersey, 07826.
Oh, okay. That's why I didn't see Orlando Swanson. But yeah, on the 18th of last month, he signed up for 2 free 14-day trials for the Test Onyx and the Nitro Onyx. And he paid $745 for shipping and handling, $670 for shipping and handling.
And what was it? I'm sorry, I missed the beginning.
He signed up for a free 14-day trial. Those are male enhancements. And he paid $745 for the Nitro Onyx shipping and handling and a $670 for the shipping and handling for Chess Onyx.
Okay. And can I cancel his order? Jackass. He's ordering it on my card.
Well, ma'am, who is that to you?
I live with him. He's my significant other, but I, you know, I'm going to talk to him about this. That's for freaking sure.
Well, I do apologize. I am going to go ahead and cancel that for you. Hold on a moment. All right, ma'am, I do apologize for that hold. I'm still trying to cancel and
I'll
take
that. You don't have to apologize. I'm sorry for giving you a rough time. I had no idea that he used my ATM card for this. So I apologize to you for, you know, I'm hesitant to give people all the numbers off my cards.
Okay, I do understand. We just asked for that.
I apologize to you too, but it has been canceled. Thank you.
Okay, well, you have to stay on the line for your cancellation code, ma'am. I'm still trying to cancel it now. Sorry. All right, I do apologize again for that inconvenience. Are you ready for your cancellation code?
I am.
That is C as in cat, 3, C as in cat, 11, C as in cat, 99, F as in frog, E as in elephant, D as in dog.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and I really hope that situation gets worked out for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day, Ms. Linda.
Bye-bye.